Hi, welcome back. I'm talking to you now about my three takeaways from my conversation with CJ Peed, who is an art therapist. She's a therapist, a mental health therapist, but also an art therapist. And I thought it was really interesting that she described that art therapy is a thing. It makes sense after talking to her that it would be a thing. It helps, it's just a different way of communicating. It's a different way of helping people maybe process an accident, an injury, a loss, and expressing themselves and then talking to somebody through it. It's all part of this sort of concept that we need to be in a position to assess a person's mental as well as their physical well-being. After a catastrophic accident, clearly a person is going to need to go to the hospital and going to see an orthopedist and going to see somebody to treat their physical injuries, of course. But what we're discovering more and more is that these mental injuries can be substantial. And this might be art therapy, might be one of the ways where people that can help people address those injuries. The second thing I thought was interesting about what she said was she talked about the different modalities, I think she said, whether it's painting or drawing or color, sculpting or whatever, just the creative process, building a model or something that might be the creative process is just a different way of expressing yourself in a way that might help you process or communicate or tell somebody about your experiences or your frustrations or your fears, and then that might help you be able to find a way to alleviate those or improve those situations or conditions. I thought those were interesting concepts. And she described that there are different ways of doing it, even for someone who has lost ability that they might have before. For example, you could meet with her or someone like her and maybe talk to her about tell her if a person had mobility issues, was paraplegic or quadriplegic, they might be able to talk to her, and she might be in a position to describe to her what to paint or to draw or to mold, and then she could do it. And then it's more a function of the creative process than it is that we're trying to win any kind of art award or a contest. And that did remind me of the idea that that's something that we used to take joy in as kids, as art, as something that we used to really, you know, we would look forward in school when it was, a day where we maybe wouldn't do as much reading or math or science or whatever and do some of these more tangible things and instead would maybe do something artistic. And I think there's a place in that in the recovery process for people who are struggling with some of these issues, just to maybe look at that and consider that, and maybe talk to an art therapist or some kind of therapist to see if that might be something that would be beneficial to them. And the third thing is kind of there didn't seem to be a whole lot of rules to art therapy the way that she described it. And you know, I suppose that a pessimist might think, well, okay, well, there's no rules because it's made up. It's not real. It doesn't have any real, I don't think that. I think that the reason that there are no rules is because the idea is whatever helps. So it's just a different form of expression, and it's like, hey, if you consider this, if you watch this, if you listen to this, and you think this is not something to be helpful to you, no problem. Find something that will be helpful to you, that you do think is interesting, that you do think might be something that can help you and your family process or work through these issues. But if this is something that might be helpful, then why not give it a shot? Why not sit down with somebody or do it yourself or maybe call an art therapist or somebody and say, hey, I need help processing what's happened in my life. I need help processing where I go from here. I have these fears. I have these concerns. I have these, these anxieties, and I want to try to improve. And sometimes, you know, you can talk to doctors about it for sure. But a lot of times, doctors are in and out. You know, they have to get to the next patient, and sometimes they can be very focused on the science behind dealing with your physical injuries. And certainly there are behavioral and mental health experts that can help you with these things, and I encourage you to talk to those people as well. But if there's a possibility this might be helpful to you, then I hope you will listen to what CJ has to say and use it to your advantage. Thank you for joining us.